day, and welcome to Detroit Today on 101.9 WDET. I'm your host, Stephen Henderson, and I'm really glad you've decided to join today. It is election day in many communities across Southeast Michigan. It may not seem like election day because it's not a big election year. We don't have statewide races, and of course, we don't have any national contests. But there are lots of municipalities that are seeing voters go to the polls today. Voting for primary elections has already begun, of course, and we will not know until later in the day and maybe into the night what the results are. We want to talk about several different places in Southeast Michigan and what's going on as voters go to the polls. What are they considering? What are some of the stories, the headlines, the controversies behind the candidates and the issues? And of course, we want to hear from you, as always, on Election Day about your experiences. Are you headed to the polls today? Have you already been to the polls today? Call and tell us what the experience was like. Call and tell us what's on your mind as you cast your ballots in this off election year, kind of a warm-up really to next year when we have not just a state and local contest, but we'll also have a presidential contest as well. 313-577-1019 is always the number here on the phones. That's 313-577-1019. You can also go to Twitter and hashtag Detroit Today, and we can include you in the program that way. We want to talk about three different places here in Southeast Michigan during the show. And we want to talk about two of them in particular because of the mayor's races that are going on there. East Point and Warren, both communities in Macomb County, have mayor's races that have been shrouded by a bit of controversy because of the candidates who are running. We're also going to talk about Hamtramck, one of the fastest changing communities here in Southeast Michigan, and the council races there. Six people vying for three seats on the council. There are nine actually right now. They will elect six to go to the general election in November. We're going to talk about that later in the show. But we want to start with the city of Warren. We want to talk about the mayor's race there, the mayor who is in charge of Warren right now and the role that he's playing in the controversy around the election. And to do that, we have two reporters with us who have been paying pretty close attention to that race. Christine Hall covers Macomb County and assists in coverage of Southeast Oakland County for the Detroit Free Press. She has been here before. Welcome back to Detroit Today, Christina.
Thank you, Stephen. I appreciate you having me back.
Also with us is Susan Smiley. She is a reporter with the Macomb Daily, and she has also been covering this primary race in Warren. Susan, welcome back to Detroit.
Thanks for having me.
Actually, welcome for the first time to the show. All right, Christine, I'm going to start with you. Mayor Jim Fouts, who has been mayor in Warren, I believe, since 2007, so quite some time. He is a fixture, I think, is fair to say, in local politics. He has taken up a lawsuit in order to get the election not to count even before anyone had cast a ballot. He said this is an invalid election because his name is not on the ballot, at least not last when we checked. So talk to us about this controversy, why Fouts' name is not on the ballot, and what this challenge to the election actually means.
Sure. A lot of this goes back to a term limit question. There was, when the city charter was formed decades ago, there were no term limits. And then I believe it was 1988, I believe there were term limits established for 3 4-year terms in office. In 20, as you mentioned, he was elected in 2007. In 2016, there was a city charter amendment that would allow a mayor to serve 5 4-year terms. And that passed. No other office but mayor. And then he was reelected in 2019 for a 4th 4-year term. And the next year, the city council, which had changed in that 2019 election, put a measure on the ballot to change the city charter again back to 3 4-year terms, as all the other office holders have. And that was approved by voters in 2020.
Yeah. And so that leaves him in a little bit of a limbo. I mean, there is a question, a valid question, about whether he should be able to continue to serve. Is that right?
Right. There's a question. He believes he can serve a fifth four-year term. Obviously, others say, no, you are term limited. And that happened in 2020 with that vote. So he believes he has the right to another four-year term. And he did actually put in to file to run in November, and his name was put out there. And then that's when some litigation started at the more local level and went to the state courts to establish that his name should not be on the ballot. He was disqualified by the Court of Appeals, and his name was removed, and the Michigan Supreme Court decided not to take up an appeal on that issue.
Yeah. So I think the question for voters as they head to the polls in Warren is whether the votes they cast are imperiled in some way by this challenge, and, of course, what the future of leadership will look like if Fauci's challenge is ends up being successful. Talk about the possible outcomes, I guess, of all of this.
Well, Warren has several elections today. We have the mayoral election, we have a clerk election, and we have a voluminous number of people running for city
running
council.
For council. We're going to get to that in a minute. Right?
36 in total over the seven seats. So there are things that people have to vote for there. And they are indicating, you know, I think the question is, people will be voting, and Fauci's attorney is asking for those votes to be held in abeyance. He wants a special election where his name is certified and those six names running for mayor and his name appear on a special election ballot mid-September, sometime between now and the general, and then narrowing down again to two. You know, I think people, they have positions to vote for in the city. Whether the federal court takes up this issue is a whole nother question, I think. And so, you know, as people want to go out and vote, they should go out and vote if they want to vote. And a lot of people have voted absentee already. As of yesterday, there were over 11,000 AV ballots that had been returned out of 15,000 plus sent out in the city of Warren. So people have voted.
Susan Smiley, I want to bring you into the conversation here. You're a reporter with the Macomb Daily. You've been covering the primary race in Warren. Put this mayor's race and the controversy around it into the context of the larger questions in Warren, the council races, but then also the issues that are driving people to the polls, also driving candidates to the ballots. This large number of people who say, hey, I want a say in how our city runs.
There's kind of an overwhelming feeling, I think, on both sides, whether you're a resident who has supported Mayor Fauci, or you're a resident who supports the current city council. The current city council president is a mayoral candidate. So that there's been sort of this four-year stalemate, headbutting. There's been a lot of litigation. I think the council has sued the mayor in over 10 times, maybe a dozen times. So I feel like this is what residents are looking for is, okay, who can we elect that's going to move things forward and just move them in some direction? So I think that that's kind of the general issue. No matter what you're for or against, if you're for the downtown or against the downtown, or that's what people are looking for. It's just a way to move the city in some direction.
And is it the sense, do you feel that, you know, Jim Fouts, again, has played such a central role in Warren for such a long time. Is there a sense among the candidates who are running for council that maybe Warren is a little stuck, I guess, in terms of its outlook and its vision, and that they think it's time to have a different perspective on all of these things? Is that one of the things that you think is kind of lurking in the background here?
I definitely agree with that. I know a couple of the candidates, in particular, Lori Stone, who's currently a state rep. She is running for mayor. Michelle Nard, who's currently a Macomb County commissioner. Both of them, in particular, have mentioned that the city of Warren does not apply for the amount of grants that many of the other cities do. I also cover the city of East Point and the Shores, and I can attest to that, that those two cities, even though they're much smaller, apply and receive many more grants. Hmm. And that's, I think, just one way that people are looking like, hey, maybe we're a little behind. Maybe there's other things we could and should be doing to enhance our city.
Yeah, yeah. We're talking about Election Day, which it is in many communities here in Southeast Michigan. Right now, we're talking about the city of Warren, which has a mayor's race going on today, as well as races for city council seats. We've got two great reporters with us who have been covering it. Christina Hall covers Macomb County and assists on coverage of Southeast Oakland County at the Detroit Free Press. Susan Smiley is a reporter with the Macomb Daily, who has also been covering this primary race in Warren. We want to hear from you during the conversation as well. Give us a call and let us know, is it Election Day in your community? If it is, what are you thinking about as you head to the polls? Have you already gone to the polls? The polls, of course, opened at 7 a.m. They will close at 8 p.m. As you head to the polls, what are you thinking about? Are there candidates that you're interested in? Are there issues that are on your mind? Of course, this is a smaller election day than we have in most years because this is that kind of fourth off year. Next year will be a huge year, of course, at the polls with state, local, and national issues to settle. 313-577-1019 is the number here on the phones. That's 313-577-1019. You can also go to Twitter and hashtag Detroit Today, and we can work you into the conversation that way. Christina, as Susan mentioned, there is someone who is in the state legislature who is running in the city of Warren. If she wins, that creates something of a dilemma for Democrats in Lansing, given the slim majority that they have in the legislature.
Yeah, and one of my colleagues had done a great piece about that. Clara Hendrickson had done something on that. It's not just here in Warren, but also in Westland as well. Mm-hmm. And that could really have an impact in Lansing. And I think there's, I think I've heard, you know, people kind of talking about that situation, even at the local level, because as we know, all politics is local. But mm-hmm. in this case, it really could have a reverberation in Lansing of creating a split. If they both, you know, win on a primary and then in the general, that could leave a split statehouse. And she had reported the last time that was evenly split was in 1994. So it's been a long time. Yeah. And I think people are watching that also in Warren. I don't know if that will sway any voter in any particular way. You know, those are probably pretty Democratic seats, so perhaps Democrats will backfill in there. But that does create a bit of a quandary if that comes to fruition.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Christina Hall of the Detroit Free Press and Susan Smiley of the Macomb Daily. Great to have both of you here to talk about elections. Susan, we're going to keep you for the next segment while we talk about East Point, another community that you know quite a bit about. We'll also get going on the phones and on social, 313-577-1019. And you can hashtag us on Twitter. We'll be right back with more Detroit Today.